You're listening to SBS News.
The bells tolled. Before a moment of silence, punctuated only by the sound of camera shutters clicking. It was all to mark one of the most painful days in Japanese history. It was at 8:15 in the morning of August 6, 1945, when a bustling city of 350,000 people was obliterated by a destructive force the world had never seen or heard before. Bombing of Hiroshima and then Nagasaki 3 days later became etched in history as a warning of the horrors of nuclear weapons. 77 years later, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has told a memorial service in Hiroshima it's a warning that needs to be constantly heeded.
Now that threat by nuclear weapons is happening, and even the use of nuclear weapons has become a real issue, and the momentum towards realizing a world without nuclear weapons is said to be on decline, I appeal loudly to the people of the world, here from Hiroshima, that we can never repeat the horrors of the use of nuclear weapons.
He says next year's G7 summit in Hiroshima will provide a timely opportunity for leaders to present a united front.
We hope to demonstrate to the world our pledge that humanity will never again repeat the horrors of the use of nuclear weapons. Together with the G7 leaders in front of the Monument of Peace, we will confirm our commitment to unite to protect peace, international order, and universal values such as freedom, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was the first UN chief in 12 years to attend official commemorations of the bombing. He has cautioned about the risks posed by growing crises globally for nuclear disaster.
Almost 13,000 nuclear weapons are held in arsenals around the world. And crises with grave nuclear undertones are spreading fast from the Middle East to the Korean Peninsula to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It is totally unacceptable for states in possession of nuclear weapons to admit the possibility of nuclear war.
He says those countries have a heavy responsibility to the world.
Countries with nuclear weapons must commit to the no first use of these weapons. And they must also assure states that do not have nuclear weapons that they will not use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against them. We must keep the horrors of Hiroshima in view of all times, recognizing there is only one solution to the nuclear threat, not to have nuclear weapons at all.
Across Australia, including in Sydney's CBD, anti-nuclear protesters also marked the occasion. Jem Romald from the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons is leading the call for action.
And what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki does really form the backbone of why so many sensible people, most sensible people, abhor nuclear weapons and want to see every last one of them dismantled and every country that claims to rely on them to end those policies and to whittle this down. It seems like an impossible goal, but it really isn't.
At the Hiroshima ceremony, thousands gathered around one of the only structures left standing after the bombing. 77 years on, the building remains a stark and powerful symbol of the cost of war and the hope for peace. Gareth Borum, SBS News.